Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry about that. I had myself muted. Is this Bucher?
Yeah, this is Daniel.
Daniel Bucher. Hey, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, so, like, I know we had that conversation and everything about, like, me joining, but I'm, like, I was, like, on the phone with Angie's for, like, 2 hours yesterday and, like, calling my bank and stuff. And I'm, like, unable to block the payments. I'm unable to cancel without paying a freaking arm and a leg. And so,
is
like,
that what they told you?
Yeah, like, I was on the phone with them over and over, like, ready to report to them to the FTC. I was, like, taking screenshots of all the BS and everything. And then I called the bank trying to block the payments, and they said that they couldn't block the payments. I would have to, like...
To go in there. You have to go in there and do it. It's so crazy that... I forgot that I mentioned how to get out of that to you. I was literally just on the phone for the last, like, hour and a half with one of my clients. I just got him out of it. So they are trying to make it harder and jump through all these different loops. But you do have to go directly to the bank. And you told them you were going to file the report with the FTC already?
Yeah, that's what I said. And then the guy, like, jokes. He kind of goes, yeah, everyone says that. And then, like,
wow,
it just,
really?
And so, and then, yeah, and so, so you're saying I have to, like, well, I already called my bank directly.
Yeah.
And I called my credit card as well.
Yeah, it's hard to do with over the phone, because it's like, okay, what entity, they got to log in there. If you go into the bank and actually sit down with a banker, you could say, hey, there's a scam company that got my card and I needed to block them. And they'll give you the option. You can manually block them, or they'll just switch your number right there with your card, and they'll give you, it'll have same numbers, so all your other payments will go through, but it'll change the expiration date and the three-digit code on the back, and they issue you a new one sometimes. But usually if you sit down with the banker, they're able to go in there and stop all transactions moving forward from the entity.
Okay, yeah, because when I was on the phone, I was able to get them to locate, like, the Angie's thing and the transaction, and they were only, he was only able to, like, put a note in there, and I was like, I can guarantee Angie's won't give a crap about a note. Like, they're already trying to help
them. Well, it's not that. It's like, they won't be able to do anything for, like, the stuff that they're collecting. You should pause it through the app, too. I've had guys who are in the middle of this process, and then they start sending them a bunch of leads and start debiting their account all crazy. So you got to, like, pause the lead first and foremost. Hopefully you're already done that. And then you go into the bank and actually stop the transactions. I don't think you'll be able to stop ones that are already processing or already pending, but it'll cut them off from being able to grab anything moving forward.
With my subscription, like, if I pause them, I still have to pay. Like, I'm on, like, a set number of money as opposed to pay-per-lead.
Yeah, then that's exactly why you need to go in, too, because if you're doing it over the phone, they're not going to be able to actually get you. You might even need to get a whole nother card to stop it if they're going to do it that way. And I've had guys do that, too, where maybe it costs them $5 to get the new card, and they just change the expiration date and the three-digit code. So it's still valid for everything else, but for those types of payments, they'll stop going through.
I thought that I also, my last resort was going to be to, like, get a whole new card. And so,
But that's ridiculous. He told you, oh, that's what everybody says?
Yeah, he was all, like, mocking me on the phone and everything about it. Like,
he was mocking you.
Yeah, he was like,
I was on the line with you, because I could have had the recording. You know?
Yeah, I was quite annoyed about it. But thank you for telling me that. I'm gonna like over the weekend try and meet with one of the bankers and try and get that resolved. Worst case scenario, I'll have to get a new card and get that resolved, because I would do whatever it takes to not give another dollar to Angie's.
Those guys are
how about we call?
I mean, they're really showing their hand right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How about we call Monday? Let's do Tuesday. I'm probably gonna be working on Monday. Let's do Tuesday.
That's actually better for me too, because Monday is my son's birthday, so I won't be in. But I know we gotta get this client interview done with. So
yeah, let's do Tuesday. Tuesday like 6 or 5 p.m. East Coast time.
Okay, let me go ahead and lock you in. I'm gonna resend the invitation to your email. And we'll text you right before as well. The Daniel at the Valley Outdoor Services, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send that to you now. I'll send confirmation. So 5 to 6 on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, Daniel. Have a good weekend. If anything changes, I'll send my direct number over to you. Just give me a call, okay? I can help you.
Awesome. Thanks, boss.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great weekend.
Bye now.
Bye.